picture probably looks familiar to some of you. No, you probably didn't see one of those running across the road anywhere around Hong Kong. But those of you who were here last year, you remember. You probably didn't remember until you just saw that picture. That last year this time, I preached on being beavers for the Bible in 2019. Well, another year has gone. Seems like it just kind of flew by, huh? One of the most powerful skills or methods, I should say, in teaching is review. But it's actually one of the most neglected. I'll never forget a mentor of mine telling me, and she said, your students will not like it when you review. But review is the most neglected yet the most powerful thing for learning. You know, I think there's a tendency in all of us to want something new. It's hard to talk about things that we've talked about before or things that we think we already know a lot about. But today, this last Sunday in 2019, we want to do a little review. And my hope today is not so much in looking back and trying to feel guilty for how we did or didn't do in 2019, but the goal is to look forward, pressing on toward what's ahead for 2020. Hard to believe, even hard to say those words, 2020. So for the next, this Sunday and the next probably 3 Sundays, before we get to Chinese New Year, I have just, you know, about 4 weeks in between where we're going to do some just recap and refocus some topical messages on church vision. If you know, we do this every year so far, and we're going to do it again because we need it. We need it. So let's pray together and ask God to help us. God, I do pray that today you would, by your Holy Spirit, give me the gift of encouragement. That would be a supernatural thing, that you could help me with that today. It's not my gift. But I pray that today you might encourage our hearts, that we might, in 2020, that we might chew and digest your word more than we ever have before. So help us, I pray, through your Holy Spirit and through your word. In Christ's name, amen. So our church vision is quite simple. Really, it's a vision for also my own life. We want to be people, hopefully, that as a congregation, as a body, that we will be people who, number one, behold God. I'll explain a little bit what that means, but also people who belong to one another, that we really know what it means to belong to one another, that we want to belong to one another, and we actually do belong to one another, and what the scripture says about that. By building one another up with the gifts that God has given us, I hope to try to do that today in my position that I have in this body. And we also want to be people who are sent. We want to be sent locally, globally, as witnesses for Christ. Locally to our family, neighbors, co-workers, friends, and then globally to the nations around us and to the ends of the earth. Behold, it's vertical, okay? Belong, that's horizontal. And then be sent. That's the outworking of our faith, the centrifugal, I guess, if you would say it that way, from where we are to the outside. So I can't think of a better thing to try to encourage us to do today as we look at the end of the year and we move forward to a new year, to just try to encourage us in 2020 in Bible reading. In our Bible reading. Now, I have a little display up here of just new. I don't know how many Bibles you have. By the way, this is not to show you how many Bibles I have. That's not all of them. But as I was thinking about it, you know, here we have Greek New Testament. That's actually the interlinear Greek New Testament with English. The Message. Maybe some of you know the Message Bible. A paraphrase. New Living Translation. Probably the Bible that's the oldest here. The New Open Bible, King James Version. 1991 is when I got that Bible. The Ryrie Study Bible, New American Standard. That's an old one. I think that was yours from like college or something. Here's one I got when the day I was ordained. Key Word Study Bible, New American Standard by Spyros Zodiotis, Greek and Hebrew Study Bible. Let's see what New Life Application Study Bible, NIV, the Nearly Inspired Version. Then the Reformation Study Bible, R.C. Sproul. So, got all of these Bibles, but as I looked around my office, one of the things that I thought about when I saw all of these Bibles in my office was this. Shannon Brown has no excuses. I don't have the excuse that I don't have a Bible, or I don't understand the Bible, or I don't have, you know, the right translation, or, you know, anything like that. You know, I have no excuses when it comes to being a beaver for the Bible in 2020. All excuses are thrown out the window. I've got more and more and Bibles upon Bibles and upon Bibles. But you know, the truth of the matter is, means absolutely nothing unless I am reading it. Some of you may find out, you may feel that in 2019, as we approach 2020, you may feel like you're stuck. You may feel like, well, I'm not really where I want to be spiritually, and I had great aspirations for last year and didn't seem to work out the way I had planned, and that's okay. 2020, I hope to do these things. I hope to encourage you today and motivate you through the Holy Spirit. Well, if you want to grow in your walk with God, if you really want to know what it means to behold God, the first, and I would say the core of our church vision, then we must learn to devour the Bible. To devour the Bible. Eat the Bible. Marinate, I say a lot of times, in the Scriptures. Just soak in it. 1 Peter chapter 2 says, like a newborn baby, which, by the way, infants drink a lot. As a newborn baby, we are to desire the milk of the Word. But of course, the sermon title today is not about milk and it's not about meat as much as I want to encourage you again this year, again, to be a beaver for the Bible. A beaver. Not an animal we have in Hong Kong. We have porcupines in my house, but we don't have beavers. What is it about a beaver that I want to use this as an illustration? Now, obviously, the goal today is not to talk about beavers. But what is it about beavers that's so intriguing to me? I grew up around beavers, canoeing in a lake and beavers swimming around the canoe and smacking their tail on the water. But what is it about beavers that we need to be like? We can learn a lot from them. As humans, we want fast results. We want instant results. We like the quick and exciting spiritual bursts that we get regularly or maybe rarely. But the Christian life is not like that. I'm 48 years old. I've been a Christian a long time, and here's what I've learned. The Christian life is not about spiritual bursts. Christian life is about slow chewing and slow work, like a beaver. Beavers work slowly and consistently, a little bit at a time, just a bite here and a bite there, a little bit, and you know what? They accomplish a lot. If you've ever lived anywhere where there are beavers, you'll know they accomplish a lot. They can actually transform an entire ecosystem just by eating wood and dragging limbs into place. They devour wood with their sharp teeth, which I told you last year are actually the reason they're yellow. Zeke, go back for just a second there. The reason his teeth are that orange color is because God designed this animal to have iron in his teeth. They eat wood like you and I eat chashu. Pineapple bun. They devour it bite by bite to get under that sweet layer of pulp under the bark. So what I'm going to encourage us to do today is to get under that sweet layer of bark and get into that sweet pulp and be a beaver for the Bible. To work slowly, daily, grinding away in the Word of God. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4 says this, "Man shall not live by bread alone." That's talking about eating. "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." We are to chew and eat, digest God's Word. Psalm 63, the passage we read. Oh God, listen to the heart. This is the heart that I want. This is the heart that I want for you. Oh God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you. As in a dry and weary land where there is no water. That's how I thirst for you. So I've looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory. Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied as with fat and rich food, like Christmas dinner or Chinese New Year feast. My mouth will praise you with joyful lips when I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night. The Word of God is the Christian's food. We behold His power and glory, and we will be satisfied as with fat and rich food when we spend time with God. Because that's exactly what it is when we read God's Word. We're spending time with the Creator of the universe. Colossians chapter 3 gives us another picture of being a beaver for the Bible. There's many ways we've been talking about. We talked about last week abiding in Jesus, and it means abiding in His Word. What does it mean to abide in His Word? It means being a beaver for the Bible. It also means what Colossians chapter 3 says. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. You know that word, dwell in you, is the same as abide. It literally means there's no let in this passage. It literally means abide, dwell in the Word of Christ abundantly and plentifully. The Bible is to reside in us as individuals and as a church. That passage, by the way, you is plural in the Greek. Let the word of Christ dwell in you guys. The Bible is to find a home in us. The Bible is to be what we settle down in so that we can know and behold God. See, it's possible for us to have all of these Bibles in our house and just never really abide in them. Just sit on this. You know, I have the one that I have right here is what I use, and all of those just sit on the shelf until I need to use it as a reference. Have to dust them off. How do we dwell in God's Word richly and abundantly? That's by being a beaver. We just chew away day in and day out in God's Word. In this text, it actually says, too, that we are to teach and admonish one another in all wisdom. Because part of the way that, and maybe if you think back at 2019, if I was guessing, if you didn't spend a lot of time in God's Word in 2019, it might be because you didn't spend enough time with other people. That other people were not in your life teaching you and admonishing you to let God's Word dwell in you richly. But when we're surrounded by people who love God's Word, then we are encouraged to do that because they're talking about God's Word and encouraging us and holding us accountable. The teaching is positive. It means to instruct each other in biblical truth. And the admonishing is negative. It means somebody who's in your face. Somebody who is warning you and of the dangers of straying from the truth. Cautioning you. We could summarize this passage this way. As a church, and as an individual, be saturated in the Word of God. Teach the truth to one another and warn one another not to stray from the truth. Even singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to one another about the Word and about Jesus. And songs prompted by the Holy Spirit. And you can't do this corporately unless you do it individually. In fact, in everything you do, you should be Christ-focused and thankful. Therefore, I want to encourage all of us to obey these passages in 2020 and be a beaver for the Bible. Feed your affections for Christ in 2020. Feed your affections. Your affections have to be fed by the Word of God. If you don't feed those affections, you become spiritually malnourished. Atrophy sets in. Don't starve your soul in 2020, or don't starve your affections for Jesus by chewing on other things all the time instead of on Christ. Do the hard labor like a beaver, where you chew on the Bible day in and day out, little by little, over and over, purposefully. Now, I have some bad news for you. And the bad news is it's not going to be easy. If you know how the year has been this year, it's not been easy for me. Can I confess my sin to you? It's been hard for me this year. In 2018, I read the whole Bible through in the year. And in 2019, I got sucked in to preparing and teaching, preparing for preaching and teaching all the time. Yeah, I read a lot of Bible this year. But you know what? It's just different. When you're reading the Bible to prepare, and you're reading the Bible to get ready, even though you're reading a lot of it, it's just different than reading to behold God. The reason that we should be a beaver for the Bible is just to be with God, not to prep. The world, the flesh, and the devil will work overtime this year to get you to neglect the Bible. It will be war. You will have to war against your own heart and your soul and your flesh this year. Because you have external forces and internal forces working against you to not chew on the Bible. But the Bible promises great things if we will devour His Word. Let me give you some verses quickly. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who delights in the law of the Lord, and on His law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yield its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. Psalm 19. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Psalm 119, verse 9. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. We got some young men in here. You want to be pure? The Bible tells you. Psalm 119, 103. How sweet are your words to my taste. Sweeter than honey to my mouth. Psalm 119, 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. How many people in this room today would say, I mean, I've got some decisions to make in my life. I've got some directions. I don't know which way to go. Got a job, got to move, got a mate, got a spouse, got a whatever. I got all these decisions to make. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Don't try to make decisions by sitting around and thinking. Just sit around and think about stuff. Getting God's word. Psalm 119, 111. Your testimonies are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. Psalm 119, 127. Therefore I love your commandments above gold, above fine gold. Psalm 119, 162. I rejoice at your word like one who finds great treasure or spoil. 119.72, the law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces. Listen, life's pretty simple, I think. At least for me, it's been pretty simple. When I'm in God's Word, I have joy. When I'm in God's Word, things may not be going that well in the external, but man, I can handle it. When I'm not in God's Word, I'm miserable. I'm going to try to give you some help today as we have the last couple of years up on this table up here. Don't take my Bibles, okay? That's not the help. If you need a Bible, I'll give you one of them. But right here we have a Bible reading plan. You know, we talked as a family last night. And I was just amazed when I read this. This is the 5x5x5 Bible reading plan. 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Five ways to dig deeper. Can you believe that? 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Not even, you can be lazy on Saturday and Sunday, right? But 5 days a week, for 5 minutes, you'll read the whole New Testament this year. 5 minutes. How many of us have 5 minutes? We got 5 minutes. No excuses. No excuses. We got 5 minutes. 5 minutes a day, you can read the whole New Testament in a year. Probably a lot of you in this room have probably never read the whole New Testament. Over here we've got, you say, whoa, that's two pages. I don't know about that one. This is the one that a lot of people used over the years. This is the discipleship journal reading plan. You can start in January, and you read four passages of scripture, okay, a day. That's Matthew, Acts, Psalms, Genesis. So you read a little bit of different types of literature each day. And it's only 25 days. So you have the rest of the 5 or 6 days of the month to catch up. So that's pretty good, right? Because, listen, we all need days to catch up. I've always been catching up. But that's the discipleship reading plan right there. You can take one of those. I printed them out for you. Because if I send it to you on the phone, you're going to, oh, that's a barrier. You won't be able to have it printed out. Here's the printouts right here, okay? And then the one that's the biggest one I'm trying to do this year in 2020 is the Robert Murray McShane Bible Reading Plan, which is the Old Testament once, the New Testament twice, and Psalms twice. That's a beast. That's intimidating. But can I tell you something? I don't have any excuses. I really don't have any excuses why I can't read all of that this year. I look at ESPN Sports probably 20 minutes a day. You know? Am I willing to forgo ESPN Sports to be a beaver for the Bible? I hope you'll join me in this quest. I hope you'll join me in this quest, and I can send it to you if everybody takes one. We won't have enough, but I hope you'll join me in this quest in 2020 to just chew and, as we say in Tennessee, gnaw on the Bible. Let me give you some tips quickly. I know we need to close. I got like 2 minutes. Let me give you some tips. Number one, get some help. It's very important. This is very, very important. You can't do it on your own, okay? No one in this room, I don't think, on their own is going to be able to pull it off. Maybe some of you can. But get some help, okay? You got to have a friend. Listen, you got to have a friend. You got to have somebody that's holding you accountable and saying, hey, man, how you doing on your Bible reading? If you don't have help, if you think you can just do it on your own, you're going to fall flat on your face, okay? I speak from experience, okay? Number two, don't stress out or quit if you get behind, okay? Don't stress out. Everybody gets behind. Everybody has difficulty in Leviticus, okay? And in Job, everybody has a difficulty there. That's fine. But just keep plugging away, but just don't quit, okay? The devil wants you to quit. And the devil will tell you, you've already gotten behind. You might as well just throw in the towel. Don't quit. And that's why you need a friend. A friend's going to help you say, don't quit. All right? Set a time and a place. It's a meeting with the God of the universe on your calendar. You won't miss an appointment with a person. Don't miss an appointment with God. Set it in your calendar, 7 a.m., whatever. I got an appointment. I can't miss it. Somebody asks you to do something, say, I can't. I have an appointment. Well, sure. Pray before you read. Pray before you read. Pray, God, incline my heart to your testimonies, because it's not inclined to your testimonies. It's inclined to Netflix. Incline my heart to your testimony, not to ESPN. Incline my heart that direction. Turn my eyes from looking at worthless things and instead give me life in your ways. God, open my eyes. My eyes don't even want to be open right now. It's early, God. I didn't get enough sleep. Open my eyes that I might behold wonderful things in your law. Need help. Unite my heart, Lord, to fear your name. And satisfy me in the morning with your unfailing love that I may rejoice and be glad all my days. Satisfy me, Lord. Need it. My mentor told me, mentor that we had in San Francisco, he told me, you become what you hum. You become what you hum. Well, we become like what we behold. We behold God. We read His Word. We chew on it like a beaver. We will be transformed. 2 Corinthians says this. We all with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed from one degree of glory to another. We become like what we behold. I pray that in 2020, God, let me pray for you guys. God, I pray for every one of us in this room. I pray, God, that you will empower us by your Spirit, that you will guard us from the evil one, that you will help us to crucify the flesh, that you will help us to swallow our pride and get help from a brother or sister, that in 2020 we might read your Word. Lord, I pray that all of us in this room would read at least the whole New Testament this year, if not the whole Bible, that we might behold you and we might know you. We pray in Christ's name.